4RMM, CQ, CQ, CQ. Station calling CQ, go ahead. Oscar 4, Romeo, Mike, name's Kurt in Greenville, just seeing who's out there listening.
Morning, Kurt, this is Kilo November 4, Romeo, Delta, Echo. This is Greg, we're over in Powdersville on a mobile.
Coming in clear as a bell. I'm on a mobile over here on ICOM 2738 over near Bob Jones University.
Roger that, Kurt. We're on a 5100, ICOM 5100. You're coming in clear as a bell as well, 5-9.
Super Greg, what has your mobile this morning?
A little bit of the honeydews. Got a little bit of free time this morning, decided to knock some of those out.
Bill, you're completely on that. I do quite a bit, but this morning I'm headed over to a doctor's appointment. Having some sleep apnea issues. Just really, really dragging over the last month or so. Not feeling good or worth a darn in the morning, so I'm trying to get that fixed.
Well, I'll tell you, if they put you on a CPAP machine, you'll be a new person, man. I know I'm on a... It was that way for me. I was always felt like I was down and out and tired, even if I got 8 hours of sleep. And then they put me on the CPAP machine, and it was... Didn't realize how much sleep I wasn't getting.
Big difference, I'm telling you. I'm just really tired of being tired, and seems like I'm tired all day, and it's very frustrating because I'm... You know, I need performance. I need to be productive and stuff, and it's just kind of got me down, and it's no fun at all.
I know that feeling, especially when you get up. You plan to go to sleep, and you get up, and you feel like you've run a race. Just still as tired as you were when you bed.
Hopefully, the guy I'm going to see now will get me on the path to right, and I can be more productive during the day, get some more stuff done, be in a better mood. I think everybody will be happier that way, including my wife.
That feeling, man, saying it's true, happy wife, happy life, man, that's true.
Are you a native of Powdersville, or... somewhere else?
No, I've been here all my life, born and raised.
For me in Greenville, I've been here since I was about 2, so I guess that makes it about 47 years.
Much older, not much younger than I am. I'm 51. I've been here all my life, with the exception of... It was about 6 years I was in the Navy. Did Illinois. In San Diego.
Well, San Diego's a real nice place. I visited there. Got some, my brother's sister, I'm sorry, my dad's sister's family has been out there for the last 50 years. We visited, I guess, about 5 years ago. We had a family reunion out there. It was, had a good time. It was real pretty. Toward the naval base out there, the aircraft carrier they have on display. I hear it's a little expensive living out there, and so it's a nice place to visit. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, Roger that. I enjoyed my time out there. Honestly, I'm assuming the cost of living has increased since the late 80s. But I always hated the traffic, man. The weather was great. People seemed to be nice, but the traffic was a bear, man.
Fortunately, I didn't have to drive in traffic. We just took Uber and Lyft, so I got to be a passenger. And, I copy you on that. This is about 5 years ago, as I said, and the traffic was a real bear. But it was nice being in the passenger seat for once.
I do not miss that. At all. Not at all. Kurt, I just pulled up to the QTH here. We'll unload this Home Depot packages that I got. Try to get this stuff done before she gets home today. But been a pleasure talking to you. I'm sure we'll hook up again. 7-3s to you, and this is KN4RDE. We'll be clear on your final, brother.
Greg, understand 73. Enjoy very much the QSO. Hope to talk to you again soon. Be safe out there, and you take care of yourself. 73, bye, sir.
KN4RDE, clear.
4RMM, clear.
10-4IQ, November 4, Italy, Quebec. On frequency.
4 Romeo, Mike Mobile in downtown Greenville.
I guess it's good morning, yeah, still. It's not even 11 yet. KO4NMM, this is N4IQ. Well, good morning. And name here is Bill. I'm headed for Pleasantburg. I'm actually in, well, I don't know. I'm either in Simpsonville or Malden. I'm halfway in between. And on Lawrence Road. So I'm headed to have some lunch with some friends. And hopefully I'll be there on time. I'm sure I will. Over.
To get there in time, I've got about 2 minutes to get to my doctor's appointment. I've got an appointment with a sleep medicine doctor over here at the St. Francis Outpatient Center. See if I can get some of my sleep apnea affliction curved off a little bit.
What was your name again?
And the handle is a little tough without the phonetic, and then the phonetic is Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Mike.
Oh, okay, Romeo Mike, okay. Okay, Kurt. Yeah, I was listening to the mail a little bit while you're talking to the other fellow. And I sure hope that doc can help you. My older brother had sleep apnea. And he used the CPAP. It really helped him a lot. Over.
Need some help, cause I'm just dragging all day long, and that's just not how I want to live life. And I need to be energetic, and I need performance. And I'm gonna say either get me a really supercharged CPAP, or you get me an amphetamine. Because one way or another, I got to get performance out of my life. I'm dragging around all day long and sleeping half the day is no way to live. And it's not the way I want to live.
It's not a casual condition to have at all. I mean, there's a lot of ramifications, and I'm sure you already know. I mean, it can lead to heart trouble. I mean, all kinds of things besides the fact you just feel terrible all day long. And, and it's not your fault. It's just, but I'm sure they can probably help you out. It's a fairly common condition, really. Some people just don't know they have it, fortunately, you're getting something done about it.
Exactly right. I'm pretty familiar with it. It can kill you, and can, as you mentioned, lead to a bunch of other nasty little comorbidities that no one wants. I'm not trying to live to be 100. I just want to have some performance and functionality and quality of life for about 25 more years. If I can get that, then I'll consider myself. I'll call it a good life. So. I'm destinated right here, Bill, so I'm going to be 73. Hate to cut it short, but enjoy talking with you. Hope to talk with you real soon. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Mike. I'll be 73.
Wish you well with the doc and everything. I'm sure they can get you fixed up. It just sometimes it just takes a while. But anyway, Joey, talk to you, meeting you. I think this is the first time. 73, it's the N4IQ.
Drive, you said
it was WWZ. WWZ, N4IQ. Hello, Chandler.
Hello, Bill. Nice to hear you. We may or may not have talked before this. We hadn't. Nice to meet you.
I've talked four or five times, probably. The name here is Bill, B-I-L-L, Bill. And I'm on the way to meeting some friends at a restaurant, which is probably about 10 minutes away, maybe. I'll be there in plenty of time, I think. Hope you're having a good day. What you up to?
I'm about to get some papers out the car and go in here in the office and fill out some skills performance evaluation so I can get my CDL.
What's that abbreviation for?
CDE is Skills Performance Evaluation, the FNCSA, because I have only a limited amount of fingers, they want me to do something a little extra special to show you that I can drive a CMV, commercial motor vehicle.
Oh, commercial motor vehicle. Okay. All right. Well, sound like you're going by the right way. I wouldn't know even how to apply for one. But where do you go to, the Department of Motor Vehicles, the DMV?
You go to the FMCSA website, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration website, and you look up STE application. You can just put in FMCSA STE application in a Google search, and it'll take you directly to it. And you print that off, it's about 18 pages. There's only a few pages that you, the individual, such as myself, would fill out. And then some pages are for the people who will be doing the testing, and the others are for the doctor. And there's only a small bit of information that you'd have to fill out that the doctor would not know, such as, what you'll be driving and stuff like that.
I'm not going to remember the quarter of what you just said. All those initials, I've never even heard of that administration, federal administration. I can tell you what, the federal government has more agencies. I wonder how many really they have when you come down to it. There's something for everything. Well, Chandler, good luck on that. And hope your application goes through well. And I'm not too far here, so I'm going to go ahead and sign. I'm getting in some tech traffic. I only got 2 or 3 minutes left, so I'll say 73s to you. Have a very good day. N4IQ.
N4IQ, KO4WWZ. 73s to you, sir. And, how is my signal coming in right now? I'm talking on a handy copy.
I think copy. A little bit of white noise in the background, but I mean it's fine.
I just wanted to make sure. I figured since I was talking to you, I was coming in pretty clear. Just wanted to make sure. I got a really nice handy copy here from a friend. Motorola XPS 5000, so it appears to be doing a good job. 73 is Bill. Talk to you later.
73, N4IQ, QRT.
Bill Ford, WWZ, listening.